Samurai no Roman. Michelle Lafay. Mucho uchimurashi mi. I don't like Tom Cruise. I said for years that I don't like him. But I like all of the movies he has been in. So for many years, a friend of mine has made fun of me and said, "You really do like him, don't you?" Finally, I have come to terms with this problem. Now, I can shout out, I like Tom Cruise. But when the movie The Last Samurai was released, I again had a little trouble with Tom Cruise. When it was released, I felt very hesitant about seeing it. After all, I had studied Uchimura Kanzo. Uchimura was truly one of the last samurais. The movie took place in 1876, and at that time, Uchimura was 15 and studying English in Tokyo. I just couldn't tolerate Tom Cruise being the last samurai. But one of my American friends said that she wanted to watch it together. So I caved into peer pressure and watched it. It wasn't bad. Tom Cruise didn't suddenly start speaking perfect Japanese. He used appropriate words to communicate. The plot wasn't bad either, and the American happy end was to be expected. It was entertainment. I liked it better than I thought I would. However, my friend loved it. In order to continue this story, first, I have to explain about my friend a little bit. She grew up in the 60s and is a hippie, a social activist, a pacifist, and an idealist. Sometimes I wonder how our friendship has continued for 20 years because our opinions are so different. My pacifist friend has embraced a sort of romance of the samurai's way of life, and even more interestingly, the way of death. I couldn't keep quiet, so I pointed out the contradiction in her thinking. I said to her, "Samurais either kill or get killed. They aren't any different than soldiers." She replied, "But they have a code of ethics for their way of life, a sort of religious code." I countered with, "Soldiers have ethics when they go to battle." In the end, neither of us convinced the other, so we ended the conversation. We got into a similar conversation on a different day. I wanted to understand her viewpoint, so I asked her again, "Why do you like samurais?" "From my point of view, I feel it contradicts your way of life and your beliefs, and I have a hard time reconciling that in my mind." She answered, "They have a peace of mind. They are completely in the moment, focused on one thing, calm, you know, like the tea ceremony, or wa. I also like the idea of respect that they have." She was moved at the scene when Watanabe Ken's character, Katsumoto, is under the cherry blossoms, thinking of a poem before he goes to his last battle. She likes the fact that they show a singleness of mind on such small things. She asked me, "Didn't you feel that peace of mind, that calm, when you were in Japan?" When I answered honestly, I didn't feel that very much. The Japanese are always busy. She seemed a little disappointed. "But I never studied the tea ceremony or flower arrangement, and I'm not a samurai, so maybe that is why I never experienced the kind of calm that my friend imagined."